Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You are not normal parents, but I am. No, here's the thing. I'm thankful for that.
For dad, it's not as bad. Because dad only gets mad when mom's mad or when it's like 10 o'clock at night and he's trying to sleep because he's like the lightest sleeper ever.
I always said when you were two, you would use your screen time to learn how to speak Russian.
I had that when I was two.
Your iPad.
Well, and I had an iPad when I was two.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam. Here's Danielle.
Hello. So today we are going to be interviewing all three of our kids. Mm.
This is something I can't wait to hear this.
I know. I'm nervous. This is something that people always ask for. Mia's obviously been away at college, and just like the logistics of setting it up is not easy. But I think it's a great idea, and I'm excited.
I mean, you know what this is, right? It's like Battle of Us.
It's being on trial.
No, it's like who's better, me or you?
Oh, I thought it was I thought it was just going to be there. Like they're just going to spew like all the stuff they've always wanted to say to us.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that makes sense. But I think it's more like we're both looking for, like, who's better,
validation.
Who's smarter.
I already know that they're going to say you're better. I don't even need this episode. Well, you're a good cop, I'm bad cop.
Yes, that is true.
Well, so there you go. Mm-hmm. So this is...
So I win. Why even do it?
It's true.
Just call it I win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wanted to do them separately because I felt like I almost wanted to, like, keep them sequestered, like, until we did... interviewed them, because I feel like they're going to remind each other of stuff and be like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Well, I printed out questions for them and I gave them to them separately. Mm-hmm. And I was like, don't say anything. Don't let me know what you're saying. Don't talk to your siblings. Don't, mm-hmm. you know, like this is just for you. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, I don't want influence involved.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also don't want them to think we're like on trial. Right. So, it's amazing. And we'll have them. I mean, people have heard Mia's episodes. Most people, mm-hmm. Ian was on one episode a long time ago, but he was much younger and everything. And this will be Jonah's first time on the podcast. He's 12 now.
But I think a long time ago.
I don't think so.
He made an appearance of like, hi.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. He just happened to walk in.
Yes.
That was a long time ago. But it's amazing, and people will notice how unbelievably different kids can be from the same parents. You know, like how unique each of them are, and they each have their...
Are we the epitome of like different kids? Like how different they are from each other?
I don't know.
They are so different. Mm-hmm. I'm so curious to see their different answers because of how different they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, next week is Mother's Day. If you go on shop, marriageandmartinis.com/shop, we have, first of all, we put together some amazing downloads for Mother's Day, digital downloads, which I know you can get them anywhere, but they're not Marriage and Martinis. We literally created them, which means that, you know, they're more fun. They're a little spicy, not too spicy that like you're going to be embarrassed, but maybe a little bit, depending on who's answering them. But it's a great thing to do if you are having, you know, people over, if you're going out to brunch, even if you're just like doing a girls' night sometime to celebrate or whatever. They're really awesome. They're also very pretty, and you can print them all out, put one booklet at each person's place setting, I think. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, place setting. And everybody can fill everything out and share, I think it's going to lead to like a lot of laughs and also like a lot of, you know, just mushy stuff. So definitely go check that out, and you can use the code MAMALOVE which is kind of like what I want to be called as a grandma.
Mama love.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound? I would love that. Mama love.
No.
Oh, no. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Not for
but
you.
I love it.
No.
So Mama Love for 15% off. Also, we have some mugs that are really fun, some shirts, and, you know, just a really great way, number one, to get your Mother's Day shopping done and get a little something fun, and also to support us. So that's awesome. And also, if you loved all the boudoir stuff and it's something that you are thinking about a little bit, even if it's down the line a little bit, Eugenia is going to give our audience a special discount on a session. She is in Brooklyn. So if you are anywhere, you know, within driving distance, or I don't care, fly there, whatever you have to do, because it's freaking worth it. But she is going to be giving a little discount and makes an amazing Mother's Day gift. She does gift cards and everything. So I will put that stuff in the show notes. And so check that out. Why are you laughing at me?
Because I'm realizing that we both have new pimples.
Well, I'm getting my period. That's my excuse. What's your excuse? Where's your pimple?
Right here.
Are you fucking serious? Yeah. That's not a pimple.
Is it? What is it? Of course it's a pimple.
That's what you consider a pimple? That's so annoying.
I was looking in the mirror and noticed I had a new pimple on my cheekbone here. And then I was looking at you and you have a new one. Isn't that romantic? We have like new pimples at the same time.
That's really romantic. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm following your PMS thing. Like, no. It's happening.
No, you don't get to use. No, you don't get to use that unless you actually get your period. No,
I get to use that. That's not going to happen. But I'm having the symptoms.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So anyway, enjoy the episode and go check out marriageandmartinis.com/shop and check out Eugenia's stuff. Because that makes an awesome gift, and enjoy. Okay, here we are. I would say victim number one, but I feel like we're victim
yeah, we're
number
victim
one.
Two. One and two.
Hi, Mia. We're starting with the oldest.
Hi. Oldest is the best. That's what they always say.
You just came back from college yesterday. Yeah, and we're going to do a whole episode maybe on what your experience was like and everything.
Oh, boy. Okay. Interesting.
But you're back now, so we thought that we would do like a little interview, because people always ask, like, what is it like having such amazing parents?
Amazing might be a bit of a stretch. Okay. Let's see how this goes.
Okay. The first thing, first of all, do you want to tell everyone a little bit about yourself? I mean, some people have probably heard your other episodes, but if they haven't, maybe your age, like what you like to do, your interests.
So, hi, I'm Mia. In case you haven't met me before, you should go listen to my old episodes. They're very good. I don't know why you haven't yet. You're missing out. And I am 18. I am now a sophomore in college, I guess. That's crazy. I play a lot of Dungeons and Dragons. I like to write. I'm on the education track, so I'm studying to become an elementary school teacher. That's the interesting things about me, I guess.
Okay. All right. Okay. So enough about you. Here's about us. So if you had to use three words to describe us as parents, what would they be? And you can, like, if you want to expand on them a little bit, you can. You don't have to.
I know that. Ooh, that's hard. Okay. I would say fun. I would say a bit messy, but, you know, like, all parents are a bit messy. Very loving, I guess.
Oh, good. Okay, let's stop there. Yeah. All done.
Before we get any further.
All right, Adam, you want to ask?
Yeah. So do you, I always try to look around and see what other parents are like, how they interact with their kids. And I'm like, are we fuck ups? Like, are we not doing it right? How do you view us as parents versus what you've seen with other parents with their kids? Like, what kind of parents do you think? Like, are we normal parents? Whatever normal means.
You are not normal parents, but I am. No, here's the thing. I'm thankful for that. Aww. Because I am very aware that I am a very privileged person. I'm very lucky to have been born into the life that I was born into, and especially the family that I was born into. Especially, like, I'll see other people, they'll talk about their parents to me, and I'll realize, wow, I really am that lucky. I promise I'm not being paid to say nice things.
I was just going to say, way to stick to the script. This is good.
Right. No, the thing is, like, I make fun of you guys a lot. I can be a bit hard on you sometimes. But when it comes down to it, you are good parents. I mean, sure, you are fuck-ups at times with every parent. All parents have their moments. Mm-hmm. Besides, it's not like you are abusing us or anything. It's not mm-hmm. like you're, like... It's
yeah,
not
but
like,
do we have more of those moments than the norm?
That's hard for her to say, I'm sure.
I know.
The thing is, like, talking to my other friends about their parents, like, and the other parents that we see and stuff, I think that I'm closer to you guys than most people are to their parents. Like, my mom can attest to this. I have been very clingy ever since leaving for college.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, other people are like, wow, you're that close with your parents. I don't talk to my parents that much. Like, we don't have, like, movie nights or anything. Or, like I'm not that honest with them. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, yeah, I tell my parents everything. You know, I have nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sorry.
That's good.
No,
yeah,
that's great.
Let's move along. Yeah. I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. Let's
but
keep
it is also kind of like you guys are a bit weirder than other parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, you know, in a fun way. Like, most other parents aren't, like, willing to talk about certain topics with their children in the way you guys are. Like, if I'm curious, but, like, we were talking about this recently. Like, if I were I'm not interested in smoking or drinking or, like, doing drugs or anything. Thing is, if I were to do those things, I would probably go to you guys with it before going to any of my friends.
All right. I'm interested in, I think a lot of households, look, we're not a very disciplined household, right? Like,
we are not. No. And sometimes I wish we were more disciplinary.
Me too.
Well, we've always.
That's up to you, Gintu.
No shit.
Well,
yeah.
We've always said, like, we're not going to take the phones away. We're not going to, because that's more of a punishment for us than it is for you guys as kids.
Well, we're just not good at, like, you were never on, like, a good sleep schedule, and you were never on, you know, we didn't have that that rigidity, like, that. I mean, in a good way, I wish we had it, but that's just not us. We're a little more, like, of a chaotic mess. But I think overall, you know, even if we don't have written rules, like, do you feel like there are rules in our household and when you're out in the world thinking about what we expect from you? You know, do you feel like there are rules that we expect that you follow that we would be angry about or, you know, disappointed about if you didn't?
Mostly just academics. I know that, like, you aren't, like, the strictest about, like, oh, you need to get all A's and stuff, but, like, I do feel, like, disappointed in myself, like, if I do get, like, less than a great grade. Meanwhile, you're like, okay, whatever, as long as, like, you're passing the class.
a little more than that.
Well, I mean,
you didn't fail out. Good job.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's more than that. Yeah, it's not just, like, okay, whatever, you're passing. It is, like, but, like, with my Spanish class, I was struggling with that this semester, and you were like, hey, I get it. It's not, like, for you. As long as you are doing pretty well and,
mm-hmm.
like, you're doing well in your other classes that are more important to you, then that's all we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Although there is one, like, lack of a rule that kind of, like, I realized while I was off at college. In our family, we don't, like, have that many boundaries. That's something that's always kind of annoyed me in a sense, but I never realized how much, like, I was affected by that.
Tell me, like, tell us more. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, give me an example.
So when like, I first got to college, I was making friends. And, like, if other people were, like, walking into, like, if other people were going into someone's room, I would also just go into that person's room. And I wouldn't knock. And people, like, started, like, being like, oh, Mia, you can't just come into my room without knocking. You need to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I kind of realized, like, oh, we don't have, like, that many boundaries in my house. Like, we don't really, like, knock before going into people's rooms.
Let's start that. I think that's a good idea.
Well, you haven't started it. Also, something I would like is if you guys would close the doors when you use the bathroom. please.
Well, I think that, you know, if our lights are out and we think we've gone to sleep, like, you can't just come in.
Okay, well, you never made that rule before, so.
No, but I mean, I don't know, if we're sleeping.
So that's like a minimal experience that you've had with us, like we pee with the door open or whatever. Mm-hmm. What's the craziest or weirdest experience that you've had having us as parents?
Let's see. Having you as a dad is very interesting.
Okay,
because
keep it going.
You famously have ADHD. Is that something that's known on the...
Oh, yeah. Everything's known.
Fair enough. I've talked about this before. I have diagnosed autism and ADHD. And growing up with a dad with ADHD has been interesting. I could get into... That's a whole other can of worms, though. Like, me, like, growing up with ADHD, people who have ADHD and not realizing that I had ADHD that whole time. But... thing is, Dad does make some interesting choices sometimes that usually involve fireworks and setting trees on fire.
Yes, once he's been banned from fireworks. He hasn't done fireworks in a couple years.
Not around you.
When are you not around me?
Sometimes when we were at the store together, he would do fireworks.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's also the time you and Ian were on a quad and you flipped over.
Okay. That wasn't a decision. That was an accident.
That's just poor parenting.
The decision to take Ian on a quad despite not knowing what you were doing.
How about, you know, when he used to drop you off and pick you up from school?
Oh, so those are some interesting stories because...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We're doing well. Go ahead.
So, well, I have some for you.
Okay. Please.
Shit.
Whenever Dad would drop me off or pick me up from school, he never knew what school to go to. When I was in... So there were two separate middle schools. There was one for sixth grade, one for seventh and eighth. When I was in the sixth grade school, he went to my elementary school. When I was in the seventh and eighth grade school, he went to go pick me up at the
your
sixth grade
school.
Mm-hmm. And then when I was in high school, same thing, despite the fact that it was high school and not middle school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he went to drop you off one day and you looked out the window and you're like, Dad, I don't go to school here.
Dad, you've driven me to... I'm in high school now. Why are we at the elementary school?
Listen, I just don't think you should feel special about this because I've done that with many of our kids.
Many of them.
Many of them. So 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Or 3 out of 3.
I'm trying to think.
Move on to the next. Move on to mom.
Okay.
I've had enough.
You are a very open person.
I think
you've talked about this on the podcast before. This was a very recent incident when we were with Graham, of all people, and you decided to... You pulled up a picture on your phone, and you asked me and Graham, what's special about this location?
Well, it's a historic building. It's an historic building in Princeton. Very historic.
That's not what you were asking us about.
Oh.
You asked us what happened in this building, and neither of us could answer. So you told us it was the building that you lost your virginity in. This was her mother-in-law, by the way.
So my mother and my daughter, my wife, is telling this. Okay.
I just figured you would have learned about it in history. It's a very important history of Princeton, and, you know. So, yeah, I know. Okay, I am open. I accept that. You don't think other moms are, like, pulling that up with their... okay, and talk to us about... People always ask, you know, what do your kids think about the podcast? How do they feel about it? Do they tell people about it? Do people know about it? Like, so talk to us a little bit about all of that. And you can be honest.
And sure. Also, I want you to add to it. What do you think our podcast is? Like, what's it about? Preface it with that.
You can be honest.
As honest as you want.
You don't listen to it.
I don't listen to
it.
God, no.
Well, that's the best marketing we've ever had. Do you listen to Marriage Martinis?
God,
God no.
Well, to be fair, it's a bit different. when it's your child, I don't think anyone would want their child listening to their podcast about all of their biggest fuck ups and their sex life, and because that's what I assume it's about. It's about your sex life and your fuck ups. And
you think we have enough for 300 episodes to just be about our?
No, not just about that. But I feel like that's like a topic I've seen. Like I've accidentally glanced at one of your phones, and one of the episodes was on, and the episode title would be like about kinks or something.
Other people's kinks, not ours.
Well, thanks for the specificity. Personally, I'm kind of like, I'm a bit embarrassed that it's like all out there, especially like when I'll tell a friend or something, oh yeah, my parents have a podcast, and I have had friends who have gone and listened to said podcast.
That's their fault.
Yeah.
And?
And, well, actually some of them liked it.
Okay. I mean.
Interesting.
Yeah. They didn't have to listen to it. Okay, anything else?
So overall, are you embarrassed by us doing this? Are you okay with it? Are you happy?
As long as it keeps giving us money, I'm okay with it.
Well, wait a minute. You've also gotten to do some really cool stuff
was a joke. I got to meet Chloe Hagen.
Yeah, you got to interview Chloe Hagen.
That was fully insane. I still think about that. Like, she's in the show Heartbreak High. And I'm obsessed with her. She's so talented and incredible. Mm-hmm. And I'm very grateful for that experience. I am very grateful for the experiences that this podcast has allowed. Like, it's allowed us to go some places, mm-hmm. do some cool things. I'm also, like, proud of you guys for doing something that you love, even if I know it does still stress you out sometimes, Mom. And mm-hmm. and I'm just very happy that you have this.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
What else?
And what kind of grandparents do you think we're going to be? It not saying you, whether or not you have kids or, you know, maybe one of you will. If you do, what kind of, like, what do you think we're going to be like? Like, what do you see Dad being like? What do you see me being like? Can you imagine Dad as a grandpa?
Well, that's funny you say grandpa. Like, I don't see me as a grandpa. Mm-mm. Like, that's
no,
not
you're
going
to have to do, like, what my best friend's dad is, granddude.
Well, right. Or, like, so let's say, you know, in this scenario, Mia, you're the first to have a child, right?
I do plan on adopting someday.
So,
in the future.
So the first typically names the grandparents, right? Isn't that how it usually works? Because
nobody's naming me.
Well, the
you're Bubby.
Well, the
I'm Bubby.
The baby kind of like whatever that comes out of their mouth. It seems to be that's the name, right?
No, that's not true.
Oh, I thought it
I mean, maybe
was.
Sometimes you know, maybe sometimes they, yeah. you know, they come up with their own. But no, I think that
well, what would you see us as named?
Well, Mom's gonna be Bubby, obviously. Like, she's decided that. There's no choice in that.
That's not very cool.
I'm not looking to be cool. I just
want
to be
all
like,
of a sudden. You wanted to be whatever you said in the
Mama
beginning.
Mama Love. That's not cool either.
Now you want to be Bubby.
I've always wanted to be Bubby.
No, but I'm saying the difference between the two, I mean, pretty intense.
Really? I don't know. I just said Mama Love, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, I'd love to be called that, but I'm not going to be. But
right. Dad, I can't imagine what Dad, my future child, would call Dad. Probably like, I don't know, what would you want to be named? Like,
I'm not Grandpa, not you, Zeta.
Well, what about like Pop, because that was your dad.
No, I don't know. I don't see me as that.
Granddude?
That's been taken. Like, I mean,
come
up with something different.
How many people are grandma and grandpa?
Right. I don't know.
We'll think about it. Yeah, and we could research it.
As grandparents, like, how you would act. I have my two sets of grandparents are the stark opposites of each other. Mima and Zaya, in comparison to Graham and Pop, I like, if it weren't for the marriage between you two, I would have no idea what the relationship between them would be. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how they would come together.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Do you feel like you're gonna be like Mima when you're older? Like, do you?
In some ways, yes.
I don't think you're gonna be.
In many ways, no.
I don't think you're gonna be taking my children out to McDonald's every chance.
No,
you get.
I won't. Not to say I won't ever, but I'm not. It's not gonna be like. Where Mima, the first thing you think of is McDonald's.
Because I definitely don't see you as a Zega type. The fact that you're related to Zega is honestly shocking.
My dad.
Yes, your dad.
Yes, we're very different. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I see it, but most of the time it's there's like nothing similar there.
Mm-hmm.
The only one of you guys, it's like it does go in order where it's like Mitch is definitely Zega's child. Amy, kind of you, where I don't know.
Yeah, I
that
always
one.
Say that. Yeah, I always say that too.
All right, let's go to a speed round here. All you need to do is a one. We have to move on to the next kid. So,
but he's so much less interesting than I am.
We can keep you on here for hours, but
you
we
could
can't.
If you want.
All right, so just one word answer, mom or dad. Ready? Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yes.
Which of us is funnier?
I don't know, both of you.
Okay, I accept. Smarter.
Mom.
Oh!
What?
High five,
Mia. In what capacity?
Okay. Oh. She has more common sense than you do.
Oh!
No. Right.
She's more put together.
Write that down next episode, okay?
Oh, Mia, sweetie, I love you.
Stricter.
Mom.
Yes. More mature.
Mom. What level of maturity do you assume that you possess?
Curses.
Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror?
Who curses more?
Both of you. It's really bad.
Spends more money on stupid shit.
Mom.
Yes. Gives better advice. Watch it.
Hey, you can't say that. That what's it called? Obstruction. What
right.
is it?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. What is it? What do you say in the court?
I don't think either of you give that great of advice.
Oh, damn.
I'll remember that next time you text me 10 times
yeah,
in the day.
Me too.
Actually, no, it would be mom. The thing is, dad, the only thing I go to dad with is like romantic stuff.
Man.
Well, I mean, I love you and I appreciate it. Right, but it's also just like mom's easier to bother because you're busy.
Has better. High
you
five.
Just screwed that yeah, one.
Now you win. Who has better taste?
In what specific?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. You say
me.
It.
I have the best taste.
Okay, fair enough.
No, wait. But like, I don't know, music, clothes.
I like dad's music taste better because yours is more generic.
Okay.
You both have pretty much the same taste in movies, except dad watches the same things over and over and over again, and then gets annoyed at me when I don't want to watch anything new.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, food. I feel like all of my food taste comes from dad. Also, a lot of your food taste comes from dad. Like, I don't think you would eat half of the things you
did. No,
I wouldn't. Dad didn't introduce you
right,
to that.
Right, that's true.
All
right,
if you had to choose.
Yeah.
If there was an apocalypse, who would you stay with?
Aunt Joanna.
Yeah.
Good answer.
That was a great answer.
Yeah. Aunt Joanna.
Yeah. We would all stay with Aunt Joanna.
That's the funny thing is
that's my brother's wife.
We would already be there, so that's great. We get to be with you too.
If there was an apocalypse, you two would be falling apart. You can't even find your mom. You leave your phone in the car every single day.
That's true. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be in an apocalypse with me either. I'm just going to sacrifice myself if there's like a zombie apocalypse. Also, what did you think? So first of all, everybody knows I've told everybody you blocked me on Instagram a long time ago, which I totally understand and respect 100%. But, you know,
I don't
like,
think I have you blocked anymore.
No. Keep me blocked. That's better. I like it like that.
No, I don't follow you, but I don't have you blocked.
Oh, you just don't follow me. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Whatever that is. That's okay. But, you know, you didn't see all the boudoir stuff. But what were your thoughts about the boudoir shoot? And like, I did send you one very tame nothing video. And so what were your overall feelings about it? Because I think people were wondering, like, what did my kids think of me doing that?
I'm happy for you and that you have like a more happy relationship with your body and like that you're like becoming more secure in your own self. However, I don't need to be part of that.
Good answer.
Okay. But you're not like
fair.
Ashamed of it or
no.
Wish I didn't do it.
No, it's for you. It's not for me. It's for you.
Oh, okay. That's a
I don't
have.
It's not my place to have an opinion on it.
And do you think dad and I should do one together?
Oh,
I don't need to. I don't need to think about
it. It's just a photo shoot.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Never mind. All right. Anything that we've missed that you can think of or that you want to say? That you think people would be interested to know?
Mom is very easily stressed.
Okay. That is true. I also have PMS right now. Let's remember.
Well, it's not just right now. It's all of the time.
Yeah, I am.
Mia, I'd be on your side except for all the answers that you gave, and I don't know if I can be on your side. You're on your own. Yes, on this one.
Well, you asked me for one word answers. I wasn't given the chance to explain myself.
That's
most
okay.
Of the time.
That's fair.
Fine. Do you want me to say some nice things about you both now?
I know where you stand. So everything is okay.
I said you have better taste.
All right.
Wait, is there any questions you have about me?
No,
we'll do that. We're going to do that in another episode. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll do that. We'll do that in the next one. Well, thanks, Mia.
You're welcome.
Having you on.
When is my check coming?
It was given to your school, by the way. That's where all our money goes.
Fair
just
enough.
So you know. But we love that you've been on the podcast and that you support the podcast, and we love you and are so proud of you.
Thank you.
And, we're very, very excited that you're going to be home for the summer, but I like my coffee time alone in the morning, but otherwise I can't wait to spend lots of time with you.
I guess you guys are all right too.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Next kid.
If you ask my friends and family, they're going to 100% say that my favorite gift to give for any holiday, especially something like Mother's Day, is an experience. And I love to be able to go with them and do the things that are unique and indulgent and watch them sort of savor life at a slower pace. So many of them who rush through the day and are being pulled in 1,000 directions. It's so nice to just see them slow down and know that I had something to do with that. To me, that's like the best gift, not only for them, but for myself to know that I did that for them. I don't know. I get such a rush from doing that kind of thing. And quite honestly, on the East Coast, there are only so many places to do that. And honestly, I love New York City so much, but I would prefer not to travel in there just for the day. And that's why Sojo Spa Club is so incredible. It's located in New Jersey. It has amazing skyline views of Manhattan. And it really feels like you're in a different world. For real. And they have all these outdoor amenities, including an infinity pool, hydrotherapy pools. They have this new silk bath. They have all kinds of volcanic sand baths. Amazing food. All kinds of treatments that you can get, from massages to facials to foot rubs, whatever you want to do to indulge, they have. And the facilities are phenomenal. Go check out Sojo Spa Club. It is unlike anything you've ever seen. And if you're in the Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area, it is so easily accessible. You could spend the entire day there, get a day pass, book your treatments, stay till nighttime and see the gorgeous skyline and lights. You're going to absolutely love it. It is the perfect Mother's Day gift, but also it is just the perfect no reason gift to do with your girlfriends or the women in your family who you love. Head to sojospaclub.com and check out everything that they have to offer, because you are going to not believe what we have right here on the East Coast.
Okay, we're back, and now we have Ian.
Hey guys, what's up? I haven't been on this in a while, so I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think your voice may have changed a little bit since the last time you were on the podcast.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, and pictures too. I'll do a side-by-side of the last time he was on to now.
That'd be funny.
So this is our second born, Ian, middle child.
Yeah, I'm also their favorite. Sometimes.
So, okay, first of all, do you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself? Because I know it's been a little while and, you have some new stuff going on. And
I mean, I know a lot of people from my school are probably listening to this, and I don't know if that's a good thing or not. So, what's up, guys? Shout out Pennington. I mean,
what do you like to do when you're down?
You're 16.
Yeah, now that's crazy. I'm 16. I'm a freshman in high school. I've been playing baseball the past couple of months, playing second base. Shout out Bryce Harper.
A lot of shout outs going on.
There's gonna be a lot of shout outs.
Shout out Alec Bohm. He's been going crazy.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, he's on a 17-game hitting streak.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday, Oliver. I was
R-E. It's not like I mean, do you want to do your own episode? We'll leave the room if you want.
I might need that.
Okay. All right. We'll come back in 15 minutes after you've given all your shout outs.
You've been saying that you want to have a sports dedicated show, right?
Definitely. So I've talked about it with a bunch of my friends, and like we wanna do something kind of like that.
Well, I know where you can do it.
Do you?
I do. You just have to like plan it and stuff. See, that's the part that you're missing.
But we gotta get the couch because we want to like sit down and like be able to relax. Okay.
We're gonna next month. We're doing the whole podcast studio renovation, and it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right. So today you can come back on and we'll do just like a shout out episode. Okay. Where you just shout out everybody you want to shout out. But for today, we're talking about people always ask about what's it like to be our kid? You know, what's it like to live with the Marriage and Martinis podcast, like out in the world and everything out in the wild. So I guess our first question, we're giving everybody the same questions. Okay. Is three words that you would use to describe us as parents.
So I would probably say that I don't really know like what words to describe you guys with, but you guys are definitely like, you guys kind of have your own way of parenting that I haven't really seen a lot of my friends' parents. It's not like a bad thing. I think it's more of a good thing than a bad thing. I'm not saying like other people's parents are bad, but I'm saying that like you guys kind of took a different route and have a different perspective on it, which I really like. And also, you guys are completely different, and I have to be really careful to find out what mood you guys are in. Because if you guys are in a great mood, then I'm going to be like, all right, this is going to be a great night, and I'm super excited to be with them. And we're probably going to like watch a movie and like order food and just kind of have a good time. But if they're in a bad mood, then my night's ruined. And I'm going to have to be – especially for mom. For dad, it's not as bad. Because dad only gets mad when mom's mad. or when it's like 10 o'clock at night and he's trying to sleep because he's like the lightest sleeper ever, and I'm like tiptoeing around the house trying to get like water or something.
Oh no, you're not.
Yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're FaceTiming on full volume.
No, I'm not.
You're like, bro.
No, I'm trying to get like water or something. I go downstairs.
Yeah, with your AirPods in, FaceTiming with people as you're
like,
doing it.
He hears the ice dispenser and he's like, Ian, what are you doing down here? It's after 10. You know this, and. I'm like, I mean, trying to get water. I'm like, I have to like take my medicine. I have to take a shower too. Uh-huh. And no showering after 10. But like,
that is a strict rule dad has.
Yeah. Like,
this is a lot of words, by the way. We asked for three.
Yeah. Okay. So what's, all right. So that's the second one. What's the third?
I couldn't really come up with a third word.
Oh.
Or I can't really think of a third word.
Okay.
And I mean, different or like unique. I mean, I guess that's really.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right, so the follow-up to that is, what makes us different? How are we different than other parents?
So what I think that makes you guys different is that like you take a much different approach, and this is because you guys are a lot more chill than other parents and understand us pretty good, because you're not parents that are like hypocrites. You guys are not hypocritical with things, which I really like, and you guys understand that we're kids and you guys were kids, and a lot of people don't think that they can relate to their parents even though they were kids. And you guys, like, know kind of how we feel in a lot of situations. And you guys navigate it more on, like, an emotional level than, like, a strict level, which I really like. And, like, a lot of parents don't let their kids, like, curse, like, do dumb stuff. And you guys are, like, and, like, especially dad, he's, like, you can do dumb stuff, just not too dumb.
Right.
And, like, yeah.
Like,
and
like, don't do dangerous dumb stuff.
Yeah, don't do dangerous stuff. Do dumb stuff, not dangerous dumb stuff. And.
But follows up exactly of the way that I was. Also, like, I did a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I was never unlawful, arrested.
Ian does it better.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. 100% agree.
And then, like a lot of my friends are coming up to me being like, oh, not, like, they don't come up to me, but, like, a lot, like, all of my friends love you guys. They think you're so chill. And
oh, we love your friends. Your friends are awesome.
Might need to shout out a couple more people later.
All right, later.
I'm joking.
Later.
Joking.
Next episode. your episode.
All right, so two things. Two-part question. Best thing about having us as parents, worst thing about having us as parents?
The best thing is basically what I just said before, about how I can more relate to you guys on like an emotional level, and I can feel like comfortable talking to you guys about whatever I need to talk to you guys about, because a lot of kids don't feel comfortable with that. And the worst thing is that you guys get mad over like the most random things, like how if I ask mom if I ask you to like a little simple thing, or like, or if I like ask you to get like vetoes, even though I didn't for like a week, and you start crashing out on me.
First of all, that's a lie.
I know I spent a lot of money there.
No, you were at Vito's 3 days ago after you were at Bubba Coos.
I just didn't go to Bubba Coos. I got a $3 drink at Bubba Coos.
Okay, but you that just said you didn't go to Vito's for a week. You went 3 days ago. So you get lunch at school, and then you and your friends, instead of getting the free lunch at school, you go out for lunch.
And you really are literally at Vito's every single day. I know it. I see it. So... make it like it's, oh, I was there last week.
Recently, Bradley Cooper was at Vito's.
Yeah.
What?
I did hear that.
We had a celebrity there.
Wait, what? How did I miss that? I'm literally like their number one paying customer. I'm the person they should keeping have your business alive.
I know. They should have your picture on the
they
wall.
They should have. And I miss Bradley Cooper. He's also an Eagles fan.
Oh.
And you just said about me, the worst thing, I hope, is how mad I get about after 10 o'clock is my cutoff time.
Yes.
Okay.
That's definitely the worst thing. Like, yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll explain at a later time, okay, what that's all about.
I think everybody knows you're tired at 10 o'clock, and our house is small. It's great house, great look, love our house, but you hear everything,
and the four animals wake us up at mm-hmm. like 4:30 in the morning every single morning, so you know.
Yeah,
all right, there's lots to it.
All right, so all right, as far as I know, we don't have like actual rules, like a lot of houses have, I mean, except for Dad's showering after 10. We don't have a lot of, like, specific rules, right? We're not great. Dad and I haven't been great about, like, sticking to actual rules and everything. But I think, you know, we have, like, an overall philosophy about life and how you're supposed to act in our house, you know, how you're supposed to act in the world. And, like, I just want you to talk a little bit about that.
So, for Mom, I think that your rules for me would be that I have to be a liberal. I love animals. I have to be overly sensitive about things, and I have to be able to trust you with random things.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I don't really know.
You have
why.
To be overly sensitive about things?
Yes.
No,
I do.
Think that's just who you are.
Yeah, but you're telling me that it's a good quality, but sometimes
it is a good
it's not. Sometimes it's not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, Dad understands. Like,
okay.
Right. So, like Mom said, we don't have a lot of, you know, strict rules in the house, right? But there's a way that we expect ourselves and our kids to behave out in the real world, and how to treat people and how to treat yourself within those situations. Those are the kinds of things that we were.
Yeah. Like, I think that you guys made it you guys made me know that it's important to treat people with kindness and to treat people like, I guess, the quote unquote golden rule or whatever. And also for Dad, I think that something that's incredibly important to you is for me keeping my connection with music, even though like mm-hmm. it hasn't been great lately. And but like, you know, I want to start it back up, and I'm waiting just for all the cat shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're taking care of that.
and like what we talked about before, do stupid stuff, but not too stupid. And then like also, something that I guess could be a rule is that you want me to tell you everything that happens in my life, and you want me to like tell you when anything happens at all, which I understand and appreciate, but it's also kind of awkward talking to you about that kind of stuff sometimes. Which
okay, I understand that, but all I said to you was I want you to know there's nothing you can't tell me.
Yeah,
but
I understand.
I've been there. I've experienced it all. I know what it is, and I think it's important for you to know that you can come to me for that stuff. That's all.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and don't you
and
feel like Dad won't get mad at you, right?
No.
If you come to him with that stuff? Mm-hmm.
Unless I, like, treated somebody wrong. I don't know.
And one thing I think people always say about you, I mean, always, is how well-mannered you are and everything. And I think that you really are. I think that you really genuinely care about how you treat people. And it doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
I think that you're really, I mean, a very... you know, you say maybe overly sensitive, but in a lot of ways it is really good. I think you treat people really well. Mm-hmm. And I think that people notice.
Right.
Craziest memories or experiences of us as parents.
You know what? Let's skip this.
We might have to edit this. I feel like Ian's memory is better than the other, than me as and Jonah's.
You're definitely going to know what I'm going to say.
Oh, shit.
What is it? Take a guess.
It's about me?
Yeah. Take a guess. It's very recent.
Oh, I don't think we can talk about that.
You can't talk about that?
Oh, wait. Can we talk about that when I got high?
Of course.
Yes, that's what it is.
Right.
That's what it is. That was so funny.
We talked about it already.
Okay.
That was so funny. Mm. And, like, when I was about to go to Theo's house, And like, and if you, let's be honest, would you have let me go to his house if you weren't high? Because every time I would see
this
something,
is a little uncomfortable.
Every time I would see something.
All right, wait. Can I just say a few things?
Yeah.
All right. Here's my thing about that night. All right. First of all, have you ever seen me high before?
No.
And I'm not saying.
I'm so happy I did.
Okay. I'm not saying. Look, I have. I think adults, parents should be allowed to do whatever they want. We have earned it. But also, I think that you know in our house and everything that like there is an understanding of we are parents and we are adults and therefore like we do things without having to check in with you, whereas you, if you were going to do things, you need to check in with us.
Well, yeah. We're the adults, he's the child.
Correct.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Also, you weren't supposed to be home.
And where was I supposed to be?
You said you were going to be at school until late, and then you came home and like, wanted to go to Theo's.
Like, when I got home, you guys were, like, watching. What were you guys watching? You guys were watching a movie, and then I like, guessed the movie the second.
I don't remember.
I don't know. Yeah. So, okay.
I asked you if I can go to Theo's, and you're like, all right, whatever, I'll just order the Uber. And then
he lives an hour and a half away.
Yeah, so I asked you to order the Uber. She's like, okay. And then she goes to Dad, and she whispers, she's like, Adam, I think he knows where I am.
No, I did not
say
that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I don't know if you remember it, but you did. And then I also saw you text him, and then you're like, I think he knows where I am again. And then I remember saying, oh, that's interesting. Like, literally, like, oh, that's pretty interesting. And then Mom, you started dying. Mm-hmm. It was so funny.
Yeah, I could not control myself.
It was so funny.
Are there any others, or is that the one that you have?
Oh, my God. If it's just about me, then I'm going to need to interject and tell some about Dad.
I mean, my favorite experience with Dad is definitely in October when we went to Philly. That I feel like... No, I think that was... I think that was a very important thing.
It was very important. It was wonderful. Put you in timeout on the top shelf at Target.
Okay,
did I say
that's my favorite memory or experience? No.
Okay, but
don't forget, don't leave out that I handcuffed him to the stairs.
And also,
everyone's always like, where'd you get the handcuffs?
Also, your favorite memory was at your expense. That wasn't at my expense. That was at my expense.
I'm sorry, what?
When I was handcuffed to the stairwell, that was at my expense. You getting high was at your expense.
Okay.
And I was laughing at you.
Oh, my God. This is going...
Let's move on.
This is going south so fast.
I think this is probably going to be... People are going to want more of this stuff.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm super excited for that because I'm going to be on this more.
Okay. All right. So how do you... All right. Let's move on to the podcast.
Right.
Let's get even worse.
What podcast?
So tell us overall. So we've had the podcast now. You were 10 when we started it.
I was 10? Mm-hmm. That was 5 years ago?
You're 16.
Six years ago?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I forget that I'm 16 a lot.
So yeah, you just turned 16. So tell us a little bit about your thoughts on it, your feelings on it, and, you know, and just a little bit remember like...
Well, before he does that, what do you think the podcast is about?
I think that the podcast is about you guys talking out your problems together and also being able to use your experiences to help people with their marriages and their relationships.
Damn.
What is that? Is that accurate?
100%.
Yeah, not at all what I thought you were going to say.
Why? Did you think I thought you guys were just going to talk about sex the whole time? No. Because I know you guys are stupid, but like you're not that stupid. And you guys like to embarrass yourselves, but not that much. And I think that I think that's really cool, and I'm like really, and I've, and over like when people come up and start asking me about it, I decided to take the more mature approach and start talking about how like this is a really good thing that you guys are doing rather than like exploiting your lives for money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really cool, and when people are immature about it, it just pisses me off.
Aw, Ian, that's so sweet and so mature.
You're a good boy, Ian.
You really are. does anybody ever say anything to you about the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
People tease me about it at school. And I'm sorry. No, you don't have to be sorry because you're helping people.
Well, but not only that, I feel like some of you, but then you have your good friends who are really like supportive of
well,
it.
Well, wait yeah, a minute. They are. Did they tease you to make you feel bad or tease you in like in a fun
no, they
joking
around? No, like, no, some people are like, what is wrong with your parents or whatever? Like, or because
are you like so many things?
Well, because what they do is that they look for the episodes that say sex in it and they right. only listen mm-hmm. to that ones and
preach.
Yeah. And that's just not at all what the whole podcast is about, and that's just not fair because they're not like.
I mean, high five.
Like, because that's just not at all. Like yeah, you guys talk about that, but that's not for you guys to make money off of. It's for you guys to help other people. Although, like, yeah, you are making money off.
We had no idea if we were gonna make money
exactly.
or not when we
that's
started the podcast.
And is that really the reason why you started it?
No. Like, there are many other reasons we started it. I mean, sure, look, everybody hopes it's going to be,
right.
you know, because we want to do it as much as we can. And that's the only way to do it as much as you can is if it can be profitable. But that's not the reason why we do it or started it. Okay. And talk to me about, I talked to you a little bit before I put the pictures up for the boudoir shoot. I talked to you about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And your first response was you were a little nervous about it at first. Mm-hmm. And we had a little talk about it, and I thought our talk was really good.
Yeah.
And then, so what was your ultimate, because you do follow us, you're our only child who follows us on Instagram. Well, I should say me on Instagram, on Marriage Martinis, right? And you mm-hmm. know we have a big following and everything, and you're really supportive, like, you like a lot of stuff, then, yeah. and you comment, you know, not, well, don't comment on anything, but you know, I know sometimes you share things, like, what were your thoughts about this? Because this was different. This was something different. And like, okay, so what were your thoughts about why I did it? And what were your thoughts about the pictures and the, not saying like, you don't have to go into like whether or not you liked them. You can just talk about the whole idea of it.
Yeah, I really like the idea because I read the whole caption. It was very long. And I, yes. No, but that's a good thing because I respect it a lot. And yeah, so I think that it's really cool that you're kind of showing yourself that people can be proud of, like, who they are. And I really, and I love that for you because it's very respectful. And I was talking about it even with my friends and they were like, oh yeah, like, that's really cool. And you're doing it for, like, feminism or whatever. And I think that's cool because.
Maybe not like, quite feminism, like, but okay.
But, like, yay, body positivity.
Yeah, no, I think you're mostly right. Yeah, that it was body positivity, but also I think once you become a mom, I think people automatically assume like all the other parts of you just disappear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I just want to make sure people know that that's not the case mm-hmm. for themselves. But thank you for being supportive of it. And
yeah,
I was very appreciative of that because, you know, you didn't have to be. It could have been very different. Okay, and so what kind of grandparents do you think we're going to be?
I think that you guys are going to be great grandparents. Like, because I think that, Mom, you're eventually going to kind of turn into Mima. You've already shown signs of it. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But, like, that's a good thing because I love, like, and all my friends, we love Mima so much mm-hmm. because of, like, because she's so funny and she's so, like, fun and she doesn't really, like, care about what we say to her, and she kind of just laughs everything off. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's kind of what you're gonna be like.
Well, what's she gonna be called?
Don't you want to be called Bubby?
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. She can be called Bubby. I don't really mm-hmm. care. And Dad, I think that you're gonna be like a cool grandpa. I think that your relationship with my kids will be like your relationship with Slim. Because so basically, Slim is like one of my best friends, and he comes over a lot. And
that's not his real name, by the way.
His name is Theo.
But thanks I call for him clarifying.
Yeah,
so and Ian has two best friends, and they're both named Theo. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, and I call him Slim because he looks like Eminem. Mm. And so my dad kind of treats him like his bitch.
No. Are we allowed to say that?
Yes, that's funny. Because yes, and.
And listening like, from school, like, don't take it out on him. It's our fault.
In a fun
yeah.
way.
Yeah, no. He loves
manner.
It. No, he loves it.
He thinks it's bish.
Yeah. He thinks it's so funny. Like, he goes up to my dad, like, he calls him, like, his majesty. And if he, like, doesn't, like, finish all of his, like, food or whatever that, like, we order, my dad's like, what is wrong with you? Or something like that. And he, like, thinks it's funny. I think that you're going to be like that, like, with my kids. Because, like, I think that you have I think that like you're gonna have like a good like sarcastic humor with them, mm-hmm. like how you're gonna be able to like make fun of them, and they're gonna think it's funny, and then they'll also be able to make fun of you.
And what should they call Dad?
We haven't decided on that yet.
I don't know. I don't. It's up to you guys. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
I'll leave it up to the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care?
I kind of like. I'm not a Zeta.
No, that ain't you're happening. Not a Zeta. You're yeah. not a Zeta.
I'm well, you also have some time.
You
I
could
mean,
be a pop though. Like you could be a pop.
Mm, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I'm more into the grand dude kind of thing we were talking about before, you know.
Yeah. Okay, you want to go through the lightning
yeah.
round?
You ready for a lightning round?
Yeah.
One word answer, mom or dad. Ready?
Oh, it's just one word
no,
answer?
No, it's all right. Whatever you
are
need
we
going to
talk
do.
About it or no?
I mean, if a sentence is okay.
Okay.
We're trying to go fast on this one.
Okay.
Who's funnier?
So, dad, I think that
good.
You're... I
next one.
I think that you're more intentionally funny, but when you're intentionally funny... I laugh more at you than with you. And mom, you are unintentionally funny. And
oh my God, that's what dad says, but that's not even true.
No, it is very true.
I am a naturally funny person.
Yeah, okay. Next question. smarter.
Who's
I
smarter?
Said that mom is better book smarts and dad is better street smarts.
Fair.
Stricter, mom when she's mad, but dad when it's after 10. more mature, neither of them. Mm. Curses fair. More, mom. Spends more money on stupid shit, I guess dad, but his stupid shit is fun.
Okay, fair enough.
Gives better advice, dad.
What?
Yep. Has better taste. I said in music, I don't know because they're both picky. For clothes, I said mom. And for food, I said both. Even though my mom can't cook, she still likes a lot of foods.
I'm really good at DoorDashing.
Yeah, she is really good at Okay. And then also for movies and TV, dad, because he's like put me onto like Rocky and like.
I was so proud of you yesterday, by the way.
Why?
Because you said to me, we were at Turning Point for breakfast, and they have the quiz show on the screen
oh, good
at the bar. And there was this clip. It's just a picture, like a very blurry whatever. It was hard to tell what it was, and it says, "What movie is this from?" And Ian was like. Goodfellas.
Yeah,
like
I love
right
him.
Away.
He's our best movie watcher.
And he was like, yeah. We need to go watch that again. I was like, done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I love.
We should go
I
watch
love...
that right now.
And then also, like, watching Family Guy with you is so fun. And, like, South Park. Mm-hmm. I love your taste in that. Because you like stupid shit. And so do I. And the last one, who would I stay with during an apocalypse? Mm-hmm. Dad, 100%. Yeah. Mom, you would freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Like how when Mia was started driving with you, if she made like one little thing, I was even in the car with you one time. Mia, no, you're gonna kill us.
Wait, but I have a follow up question to that. Okay, I appreciate the fact that you'd want to stay with me, but if it was between me and Aunt Joanna, who
oh,
would
Aunt, Joanna,
okay,
Aunt Joanna, 100%. Aunt Joanna,
Aunt Joanna, better listen to this episode.
She's a genius.
Yeah, well, she just knows what to do. Right.
Yeah, and she has all of her like organic supplies. And
well,
she's,
just so
she's
you
ready.
Know, both Mia and Jonah said Aunt Joanna.
Yeah,
to that
so
question.
So you're all well, three or three for
that's
three.
That's just yeah. That's just not. That's 100%.
Okay. There's one question I want to ask that I forgot to ask Mia that maybe I'll go back and ask Mia for Instagram or something. Is what okay? This is something that I always is interesting to me. That I never really ask is what are your thoughts on dad and my relationship? Like, what are your thoughts on our marriage? How we feel about each other? Like that kind of thing.
I think that you guys, like, I love you guys' relationship because I think that you guys are, you know, like the quote unquote, like honeymoon stage.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you guys have never really gone past that. And aww. You guys are like, cause I think that you guys love each other in a way where you guys always like make fun of each other and like play around with each other. And you know that, it's that, and you guys don't really take it personally a lot, and, yeah, like you guys like piss each other off on purpose, like, like dad is always doing stuff to piss you off, and he's always like, and, but he knows when to draw the line too, like he knows when.
Yeah, it's when she tells me to stop.
Actually, yeah, because you're not bad.
Do
at
you
it.
Feel like we're like affectionate and stuff?
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that you guys aren't like. I don't think that you guys are like embarrassed to like, I don't know. I can't really explain
to it. Show our love.
Sure.
Oh boy.
Sure.
Okay. But also that we have like fights like
yeah.
Yeah, like
yeah, you guys do definitely fight a lot and like When I was little, I would get super scared, but now I understand it. And I
think everybody, I remember asking my parents if they were going to get divorced all the time. Yeah.
Really? Oh, I don't think I ever asked you guys if you were getting a divorce. No, I was never really nervous of that. But like, something that I really like that I used to hate is that you guys always, not always, and you haven't really done it in a long time, but you guys know that you guys need to take vacations with each other. And I love that for you guys. Cause like, I know that you guys need your time away, even though you guys are probably doing stupid shit.
What kind of stupid shit would we do when we're away?
I don't know.
but like, do you remember when you were little?
I would try to pull you guys back so you wouldn't leave.
You wouldn't let us leave. And when we were gone, you would FaceTime us.
Yeah, I would FaceTime you.
Every hour.
Yeah.
Crying. Yeah. Screaming. Because you wouldn't want us to be away.
Yeah.
So you do love us.
Sometimes.
All right. Well,
that was really good.
That was really good, eh? That was awesome.
Oh, this is fun. I don't want this to be over.
we'll do another one, okay? Okay. We'll plan another episode just with you.
In another
Most middle children don't get their own episode, but in our family, you're going to.
Most children don't get their episode, period, because a lot of parents don't do this.
Oh, that's true.
You should put out on Instagram if people were enjoying this, like what questions do you
I do.
Have
I have questions.
Also,
I do have questions.
Also, put a poll out and say who's your favorite.
Who's your favorite child of the three?
I'm pretty
that
sure
was
that
one of the questions
me.
That we got from our listeners. I mean, we got a lot of questions from our listeners that I didn't get to do that maybe we have to do a part two. But was who's your favorite child? Who's the favorite child? Or who do the kids think is the favorite child?
I think that your best favorite child is Jonah.
What?
Yes, he's gonna make us rich.
Fair point.
He never causes problems. Although he might be a little bit of a slob, he doesn't annoy you. He's always locked up in his room doing his own thing.
We could never ever have a favorite child, but
that's
I think
false.
You just talked us into it.
Yeah. I mean,
I think it depends on the situation.
Oh, yeah,
and
the day.
Yeah, I have a favorite child different every day.
Totally. Yeah. 100%. But yes, I would say Jonah is our easiest child.
Oh,
as of now, he's not even a teenager
I'm
yet.
I'm definitely
so.
Your hardest child.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You don't think I'm harder than Mia?
You're all hard in your own ways, and you're all easy in other ways.
Mia's away now, so she's somewhat easier because she doesn't live here anymore.
She's just not away. she's home right now.
No, I'm saying she was at college, though. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, E.
Wait, we have to end now?
Yeah,
we have to end.
But we'll
I'm
do it
sorry.
Again. We'll do it again.
Yeah, we'll totally do it again.
In 2 years?
No, we could do it soon if you want to plan an episode.
Yeah.
What would you talk about? If you had your own podcast, what would it be about? Oh, sports.
Yeah.
Well,
sports
stuff. Sports and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like random stuff.
Any more shout outs you have to do before we go?
Let me think.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Fuck Tobias Harris.
All right. Okay, go. Take that out.
Nope. Don't take that out. Tobias Harris, I hate you. Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Okay. It was great talking.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay, now we have Jonah.
Hi.
Get into the mic. Say hello.
Hi.
This is Jonah's first time on the podcast.
Wait, have me and Ian been on the podcast?
They have, yes. So, Jonah, why don't you tell everybody your age, a little bit about yourself, what you like?
I'm 12. I don't know.
What grade are you in?
6.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like to do in your spare time?
I'll play games and code stuff.
Code stuff?
Yeah.
And you really like science, right? And learning about space.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us like one or two of your most interesting space facts that people like don't know and might blow their minds?
In like a few billion years, we're going to collide with a galaxy.
What's the galaxy called?
Andromeda.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen?
They're going to like form into a new one.
A new galaxy?
I think Dad's been waiting to have a kid who's obsessed with this.
Yeah. And any other really interesting facts?
Oh, really?
Well, you talked about black holes to me and taught me a lot recently. What are some things about black holes? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What happens if you go into a black hole?
Your body gets, like, stretched out. It's called spaghettification. You get spaghettified.
All right, so next time we have to have Neil deGrasse Tyson on with Jonah.
Yes,
and they can have a conversation.
Yes.
Wait, yeah. What? Who's that? I've heard of him, but I don't know who it
was. He's Dad's favorite. He's like, he's like Dad's hero. So people are interested, especially you being, you know, the youngest and everything. What is it like? Okay, what are three words you would just use to describe me and Dad as parents?
You're weird.
Fair.
Very, very weird.
Mm-hmm.
You're fun.
Mm-hmm. You can come back to that?
Sure.
Okay. Do you think when you go to your friends' houses and see their parents or see other parents, do Dad and I seem different than other parents? And if so, like how?
You're a lot weirder.
Can you give one example?
No, not really.
Okay.
I can say you're a lot less. You're a lot like less strict. You're
We're a lot strict. Less. Yeah. What rules?
Is that good or bad?
It's good for me.
What are some things that other households or like parents are strict about that you think we're not?
Screen time.
Yeah, we're like, the more screen time, the better. But look how much you're learning with screen time, right?
Because I always said when you were two, you would use your screen time to learn how to speak Russian.
I had that when I was two.
Your iPad.
Well,
I had an iPad when I was two.
Yeah, that's probably not good. So, but now even, what are you doing all the time? Tell everybody what you do. What app are you obsessed with? What do you do on your phone right now all the time?
TikTok? Is that what you want me to say?
No, what are you
Space
teaching
stuff?
Yourself?
Space
no, stuff. Right now.
Oh, language?
Stuff? Yeah, you're learning Spanish on Duolingo, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're doing most of the time?
I wouldn't say most of the time.
Oh, well, a lot of the time.
I like learning about fake languages.
Fake languages, too?
Well, you made up your own language, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the best thing about having us as parents?
You're very fun, and also I don't want to have no parents. I think it'd be better to have parents than not to have.
Okay. So if you have to have parents, you'll just you'll take us.
Yeah,
that's not like, what I'm
we're good enough.
That's not okay. All right.
All right. What's the worst thing about having us as parents?
I don't have $1 billion.
We're not rich, you're saying.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. Is there anything that we do that like drives you crazy or annoys you? Or
do you have any weird memories of us or crazy things that we've done?
Have we ever embarrassed you? Do we embarrass you?
Probably, but I don't remember anything.
Okay.
What? I don't.
Okay. All right.
All right, moving on to what do you think our podcast is about?
Marriage or martinis?
Yes. You think it's about marriage and martinis?
Do you talk a lot about martinis, or is that just for, like, alliteration?
Well, we do sometimes drink martinis while we're doing the podcast.
But it's not about martinis.
Yeah, it's not really about martinis. Yeah,
so
but like
it's about marriage while you're drinking martinis.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, so you think that that's what we talk about is marriage and stuff?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I've never listened to it.
Yeah, no, you don't need to listen to it. That's okay. And now, does anybody ever say anything to you about the podcast? Like, have you ever had, like, a teacher or a parent or anybody say, nobody has ever? Wow.
I don't think you're that.
Well, I do know that some of your parent, your friends' parents and everything listen, but they probably don't want to embarrass you. Yeah, so what do you think of the podcast? Like, do you think, are you happy we have it? Do you think it's cool? What are your thoughts on it?
I don't really have much thoughts about it. I don't know much about it, but I think it's cool that my parents have their own podcast.
Yeah, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know anything else about it?
Nope.
Okay.
I know that you were on the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Kinda.
And what about Instagram and stuff? What do you think about?
You're verified. You show me. You're verified.
Mom is very, very proud of that. Yes.
I mean, hey. But also.
I don't even have Instagram.
No, you don't have Instagram. That's true. But you have TikTok.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of followers on TikTok, I think, right? Or YouTube? What do you have a lot of? Well, you get a lot of likes or something. You make your videos.
Also,
yeah.
Don't advertise my channel.
Your what?
Don't advertise my channels.
Oh, I'm not going to. Don't worry. I won't put them anywhere. I promise. What kind of grandparents do you think we'll be one day? Do you think we're going to be like Mima and Zeta and Graham? Or like what kind of grandpa do you think dad will be? What kind of grandma do you think I'll be?
You're probably going to be like Mima and Zeta.
Yeah, you think so?
You're going to be like the fun ones that will either always get your grandchildren McDonald's or never get your grandchildren McDonald's because of dad.
You think I'm going to be as good of a... you think my grandchildren are going to be so excited to come over and have my cooking like you are with Graham?
What cooking?
Good answer, Jonah.
That's true. Okay.
Maybe
so what?
Like Mia's mac and cheese.
That's true. So what will they be excited to come over to our house for? What will we do? If Graham's so awesome, you love her cooking so much, and she's
you could get them
and her baking. Okay. Sounds
you
good.
You could force them to watch Interstellar with you.
That's dad.
I'm looking at you. Yeah, I can look at you. Although it's kind of harder to talk into the microphone while I'm looking at you.
You can move your head while you talk into the microphone. Do you feel like we have any rules in the house?
Am I like breathing too much into this? Like, am I doing that too much?
No, you're okay.
You're okay. Do you feel like we have it? Like, can you think of any rules we have? Like, even just about, like what, who you're kind of person you're supposed to be, and how you're supposed, like how you're supposed to treat people, or what we expect from you.
Be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say like bad stuff in school, because you're always telling everybody he makes bad jokes about bad things, and not to say them in school.
Uh-huh.
Don't be Ian.
Don't be Ian. Right. Right.
But what about even like rules in the house, or bedtime, or showering, or brushing your teeth? Are we strict about
that
stuff?
I have
or
to
do you do it on your own at this point?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have to ask you to do that stuff anymore?
I mean,
a little bit.
It was a bit of a lie.
Okay, do you want to do the speed round?
Sure.
Dad?
Ready for the speed round?
No.
One word answer is mom or dad. That's it. Okay. Who is the funnier one?
I don't know.
No answer?
Is that not an option?
So what, we're neither of us are funny, or both of us are funny?
We're both funny.
Okay.
Who's smarter?
Dad.
Okay, fine.
Dad.
Who's stricter?
I have no idea.
Who is more mature?
Probably mom.
Boy. Who curses more?
Mom.
Yes. Who spends more stupid money?
You.
Oh, what? I like it.
Well,
I like it.
The iPhone 15. Same thing. And the Apple Vision Pro or whatever.
I didn't get that. I want it, but I didn't buy it.
I have an Oculus. You don't need that. You don't need two of them.
Who gives better advice?
Mom.
Okay.
Do you give advice?
Who has better taste in food and movies and all that stuff? Let's remember who ordered you dinner tonight. Okay, if there was a...
Mom's more okay with me getting McDonald's.
Right. We're boycotting McDonald's, right?
I mean, is this like a whole episode an advertisement for McDonald's? Exactly. They're not even sponsoring us.
If there was a zombie apocalypse, who would you rather be with?
I'm not gonna answer that.
Why? No, who would you, who do you think would be able to protect you more?
Yeah. Eeny, meeny, miny,
neither of us?
Yeah.
Aunt Joanna?
Oh yeah, definitely Aunt Joanna. that an option?
Well, yeah, sure.
I wouldn't want to be in a zombie apocalypse.
No, no, you're not going to be. It's not going to happen. But it was just like a hypothetical. Anything else you think people should know about us or that you want to say or what it's like to have us as parents?
Would you recommend to everybody else not to have us as parents?
Oh, thank you.
That's good. Let's leave it right there.
And we have, do you think it's, we have a fun house, right? Like we have a lot of fun together.
Yeah. that come out like
sarcastic.
Yeah. I feel like that would sound like never mind.
but you think we do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have fun together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to watch stuff with Mia.
Oh, you need to go watch stuff with Mia.
Okay.
Now?
Cartoons.
Are you very excited that Mia's home from college?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're ready to
watch. Ian doesn't like watching cartoons.
Oh, okay. So Mia's gonna watch with you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Say say thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Thanks.
Say rate and review. Say if you don't rate and review, my parents aren't gonna get me McDonald's.
Wait, what? Oh, wait.
Yeah, they say rate and review, so my parents will get me McDonald's.
I mean, new ones, they are usually getting the ones getting me McDonald's.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Jonah. We really liked having you on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. You always say all right when something's like over. If someone's like,
I always something. Say all right. All right.
No, it's like, that's not like. It's like, all right.
Well, sometimes people don't realize something should be over, and so I have to let them know it's over.
I think they know it's over. Like, when you're walking out the door, you also say, all right. Probably.
Keep it
going,
Jonah.
All right.
You want to tell everybody what I do on your birthday every year? Go, Shawty.
It's your birthday.
We got a party.
And
like it's
on
your
last
birthday.
Day of school.
And that's how I wake you up in the morning, right?
For summer.
Yep. Every day on the last day of school, that's how I wake you up, right? Do you like that or it's annoying?
It's fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I thought you were going to say one of the most annoying things is when I wake you up every day for school. Didn't you complain to Mom?
Although now I have like an alarm, so it doesn't really.
Okay, so I'm off the hook.
Yeah,
it's okay. Okay.
Ooh, water. Are you trying to insinuate that we don't give you water in this house? Ooh, water.
I thought he was gonna say, "All right, it's time.
Oh.
Let me get out of here."
All right.
All right.
All right. Love you, buddy.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.